Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Vachem, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hashochet Asim Lektashin, if someone shechts a karban, meaning the word Mekdashin is, whenever we talk about the Bar Tanur over here, says the word Mekdashin is Shayich, Kolechen Nakat Hailishna, might have been Nekevos. It's talking about Nekevos, otherwise we would use the term Zevach. So if a person shechts a female karban, Lechol Shalil Shulya Bachutz, and he has in mind that he's going to eat the fetus or the shilya, which is the thing that surrounds the fetus, chutzas mano or chutzam kamo, lo pigel. He did not make it pigel. He did not make it pasul, because the shlil and the shilya are not something that people would normally eat. So it's considered to be something that machshava on it would not make a pasul or pigel. Hamolik torin bifnim. If someone does malika on a tor, a type of bird inside the Azara, Lechel Beitzei Machutz, having in mind that he's going to eat the eggs that he finds inside the animal's body, outside of the Azara, Lo Pigel, does not make the bird pigel, it does not make a pasul, because the egg is not really part of the bird, so therefore it doesn't affect the karban. Chalev HaMukdashinu Beitzei Tarin, the halacha of the milk of a female karban that was in the udders when you shechted the animal, or the unlaid eggs of a tor of a bird that were in their bodies when the malika was done on them, ain't chayav l'mishum pigul nosar v'tame. They're not going to be subject to the kares of pigul nosar or tame. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, shchatu al menasa niyachdam oasemur v'machar. If a person shechted a carbon having in mind to leave over the dam or the emurin for the next day, olotzi on the chutzpah to bring them outside of the azara, Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says that the carbon is going to be pasul, because doing a carbon with a kavana of doing something not right is the same as if you actually did that thing that's not right. So leaving over the dam after that day or taking it outside of the azara would pasul it. So having machshava to take it outside of the azara, to leave it over past that day, will pasul it. V'cham machshirim, but v'cham say no, only when you have a machshava to do a zrika or a haktara, that's improper. Only then does it pasul it. But a machshava to do other things that would ruin a karban, that the machshava alone does not ruin the karban. Shchata al menaslitnu al gavei akevesh. If you shechted the animal having in mind that you're going to be zorik the dam on the ramp of the mizbeach shelo kenegad yisod, or on the part of the mizbeach that doesn't have yisod, or liten esayin tana lemata lemaila, or to vesayin tana lemaila lemata, or to be zorik the dam on the wrong height of the mizbeach, as in tan b'fnim b'chutz, as in tan b'chutz b'fnim, or on the wrong mizbeach, that which belongs on the mizbeach chitzon, on the mizbeach pnimi, or vice versa. So the machshava is not going to passel the korban. We're going to see sheyachlu to mehim. If you shecht an animal having in mind that tummy people should eat its meat, sheyakrivu to mehim, or having in mind that tummy people should be makti the emurim, sheyachlu arbelim, that someone who doesn't have a bris milah should eat the meat. L'shabrat smos ha-pesach, you have in mind you're shechting carbon pesach, that you're going to break its bones, which you're not allowed to do on a carbon pesach. V'lechol heimenu no, or to eat from it when it's no, when it's half cooked, which is a beferush iser in the Torah. So, le'arev damo b'dam psulin, or you have in mind that you can mix the blood of the karban with the blood of pasul karbanos, kosher, so the karban is going to be kosher. And that's not a machlokes. Shein machshav v'pasal, that's l'chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkomo, v'apasach v'achat v'shlo l'shman. Because the only kind of machshav that would pasul is a machshav v'chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkomo, or by pasach v'achat is a machshav v'shlo l'shma. But these are different machshavos that are, if you were to do these things, it would be pasul. But as far as machshavos are concerned, these are not going to pasul. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, we said that if someone shechts, having in mind that the fetus and the thing surrounding it is going to be eaten, chutzas man or chutzam kamo, doesn't make a pigle or pasul. If someone does malika on a tor, having in mind to eat the eggs that he finds inside, chutzas man or chutzam pasul mekomo. It does not make a pigel or pasul. And similarly, when it comes to the milk and the udders or the eggs of a Torah, you're not chayv mishum pigel no sevetame in general. Moving the mission, and then mishum vav, we said that if you have in mind to do something that is not a machshava chutzal zman or chutzal mekomo, but it is a machshava that otherwise would pasul, like to leave the dam chutzal zmano or chutzal mekomo, as opposed to being maktir or zorek chutzal zmano or chutzal mekomo, or just dam, other things that pasul to be zorek the dam on the wrong part of the mizbeach or on the wrong mizbeach. So in those cases, it's not going to turn it into pigul or pasul. If you have in mind to break the bones of a korban pesach, to eat from it in a way that's half cooked, to mix the dam with dam, so it's all going to be kosher, because machshava only pasuls the korban when the machshava is one of chutzal zmano or chutzal mekomo, or if it happens to be korban pesach or a chatos, a machshava of shelo lishma. Bezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with perek dalid, mishnah aleph. Bezras Hashem.